This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Outside the box to Outside the Box Mania today, because we got some WrestleMania to talk about.
We're going to think outside of the squared circle, right?
You know, out of the ring, which is like not a ring, it's a square, you're right. But WrestleMania, you actually knew a lot of wrestlers in your day. When I was a kid, I would go with my dad to some of these things in Atlanta. You know, we had the WTCG before it was the Superstation. Ted Turner had bought this defunct Channel 17, and it became, you know, everything that it became after that. But they had wrestling on every week.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like the fake blood spurting. They got, you know, Abdullah the Butcher, the Sheik. They had Dusty Rhodes. So,
yep.
You know, people that were into it, man, they were into it. I don't know what the equivalent is today, because they still have wrestling, but it's gone so high-tech compared to where it was. But there's an interesting wrestler story.
Yeah, it is. It is, man. And you took me back to high school when you mentioned Dusty Rhodes. I went to high school in Pineville, Louisiana. And in Pineville, Louisiana, at that time, that was kind of like the hub for what they call the Universal Wrestling Federation, Pineville, Alexandria area. And it was kind of like the minor leagues where the guys would come in and kind of learn how to fake it, you know, well. I mean, not that those guys don't get beat up in the ring, but it's, you know, they're scripted and they have a predetermined winner and so forth, but they're definitely athletes most of them are athletes, but, you know, it's kind of like the minor leagues where they learn how to make it look real. And I got a chance to meet, you know, both of the Blade Runners at that time, who ended up being the Ultimate Warrior, Rock, and then Sting were the two Blade Runners, and I met Dusty Rhodes, I met Ric Flair, and I think I saw one of the Road Warriors in the gym once or twice, and so I got a chance to meet a lot of these guys, and I got to be really good friends with Rick Steiner, and I knew his wife really well, and you know those guys, they really got beat up in the ring, and
what I was thinking, Ty, is like if Cirque du Soleil had like a brutal death sport, right?
Yeah,
because these guys were acrobats. They were just incredible gymnasts in their own right, but they didn't have the bodies of a gymnast per se. But boy, what they did!
They were 200 pounds heavier than a gymnast, but could do the same stuff. I mean,
exactly.
These guys are real athletes.
Yeah.
They're very, very strong. But they were constantly getting beat up. They were constantly getting staph infections from cuts because the rings weren't properly sanitized. And so, I mean, they got messed up a lot. And, you know, this article that we're talking about here is that we got a group of these wrestlers that are suing the WWE because they've got brain injuries, from being thrown and hitting the head. And, reality is that happened a lot. You know, you mentioned, Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes was one of the guys that didn't use the fake blood. Dusty actually carried a razor blade with him in the ring, and he cut his forehead.
Yep.
And,
yep,
you know, the forehead is one of the most vascular sections of your body.
Oh, loads of blood. So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just blood everywhere. That was really Dusty's blood, by the way. But anyway, these guys are, you know, it kind of took me back to the NFL problems with the concussions, you know, with all the head injuries. And they had them in wrestling, too.
So much that we didn't understand, that they didn't understand going back, and yet some in the NFL apparently did know about it and tried to cover it up. I don't know about WWE, but, you know, this brings to light the awareness that they didn't have of, for instance, Arnica, Montana, of the utilization of silver for wound care, and also CBD for neuroprotection and neuroregeneration. I mean, you think about all the things that we wish that these, some of these, you know, sports heroes in entertainment, if they had known, you know, and even Muhammad Ali, we talk about the issue with Parkinson's, all of the things that we know now, we talk and communicate about, they did not, they're suffering, and now, of course, they're suing their organization. The question is, I don't know enough about the story if it's a cover-up there like it was in the NFL, or if they're just saying, hey, you know, we gave it our all, and now we're just suffering big time. We need help.
Yeah, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Arnica, Montana. That takes me back to the story of our cat, Miracle. Our cat, a few years ago, if you remember, he got, I'm trying to think, I think he got attacked by the neighbor dogs, or it may have been a wolf. But he was beat up really, really bad and just literally laying around on our driveway bleeding and couldn't move. And we're like, this cat's dead. And we just, we started putting Arnica Montana homeopathic pellets in his mouth. And he's still with us. He completely recovered. One of our best cats. So it's interesting that these remedies actually really do work, folks. And they there's no placebo effect with a cat. So
that's right.
It really works.
Important distinction. Not that we're against placebos. We're all for them. But the reality is it kind of breaks down that as an explanation for homeopathy when you work with children or pets, particularly infants, for instance. You know, in Arnica, I remember seeing an old John Wayne film where he actually mentioned Arnica in, you know, like they knew about it in the Old West.
Yeah. Well, these things, you know, we've known about these treatments for hundreds, thousands of years. It depends on what treatment, but you know, anywhere from hundreds to thousands of years, many of these herbs, these homeopathics have been used, especially the American Indians have been using them for a long, long time. A lot of these, you know, I wrote a book with Dr. Michael Farley, Understanding Herbal Medicine. And these treatments have been around for millennia with the American Indians. So, it's not a surprise. It's not a surprise that they work. It's not a surprise that we're using them now, but they really are they are the definition of traditional treatments. They are traditional.
Yeah, what surprises me now, Ty, is that some people still don't know about them. Like, you know, I'll talk to, you know, the athletes or, you know, kids in school. I'll talk to their parents about their you know, the sports kids, right? And there's still a lot of folks that don't know. And that's why I say, you know, the work that you're doing, the work I'm doing, the truth about cancer, the big event coming up in Dallas, I mean, these are not wasted efforts. I mean, these things, as we, you know, as we're finding as we go out into the world, I don't know if I told you that when I did the road trip with the kids to Atlanta last week or so, I stopped in a local health food store that we used to go to many years ago, and they had moved it. And the two ladies were looking at me funny as I walk in with my son. We were going biking in the area, so we said, oh, let's just check it out. So I don't know that I had met these ladies, and they were looking at me like, do we know you? So I introduced myself, and they said, oh, yeah, you were in the truth about cancer.
That's awesome.
You know, the health food community is keenly aware. I'm going to be speaking in Ohio at the Natural Products Association Midwest Conference this coming weekend as well. And, you know, I'm going to talk about this, that, you know, the things that you're doing, we're doing, is trying to support the outreach of real people reaching real people. You know, I know a lot of people learn a lot about the through Internet, and that's cool, too. But you can't replace, at the end of the day, the connection that we have, soul to soul, by communicating and making real that which we might have heard about or read about or even seen on the Internet.
True. And that really is what kind of brings it home to us, is when we do go to these events, and just are overwhelmed with people's gratitude and just wanting to say thank you for what we're doing. And it brings it home. It makes it real. It makes us realize that it's worth the efforts. Because that is the goal that we have, our mutual goal, is just to make the world a better place, to educate people, let them know they have options. And so when you're approached by people that have seen the videos or have heard this radio show or whatever, it just it makes you not mind the 15, 18-hour days sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And if we go to thetruthaboutcancer.com, do we still have the ability for folks that haven't bought tickets to come to Dallas mid-October for the event?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I don't know the exact URL, so just I'm sure that Super D can put a link up in the show notes to the event in Dallas. But it's the live event in Dallas, October the 14th through the 16th, and it is a virtual who's who of really well-known speakers and doctors and just folks in the natural health world. And it really is going to have a primary focus on cancer. Now, there's a lot of people that are speaking on things other than cancer, but after looking at the description of the speaker's topics, I'd say 75% of the people are going to be talking about cancer.
Man, it's huge. It is such an important thing because, again, it's not just old folks that are dealing with cancer. It's happening in younger and younger generations. And just like Chris Barr said last hour, right, we talk about diabetes happening in younger and younger, where it used to be adult onset. Now they don't even call it that anymore because kids are getting it. And it's, you know, if we talk about mineral deficiencies, chromium is just one specific that we know of that manifests as type 2 diabetes. But we talk about cancer, we have to say selenium deficiency. We have to see so many deficiencies as a primary culprit, in addition to all the environmental toxins that only compound it in the creation of cancer, now crossing generations into the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Cancer is a it's a disease of deficiency coupled with toxicity. So you need to detox and you need to supplement. So it really is a combination of those two.
Yep. And from an emotional state place, fear of authority, authoritarians. You know, there is trauma that can be held in the body and can manifest physically. So when we look truly holistically, and that doesn't mean looking at the donut hole, but the whole body, the whole thing, we look at the emotional state. And Dr. Bitar talks about that all the time, that if you don't believe you're going to live, all the good stuff we do that he does and that anybody can do can go for naught because the power of belief is so strong in our recovery, much less in the creation of any disease like cancer.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the power of belief, the power of emotions, the mind, the power that our mind has is truly phenomenal. And, you know, I've mentioned this before, but when I first published Cancer Step Outside the Box in 2006, which was 10 years ago, it's hard to believe, I had not one sentence in the entire book about the power of belief or the power of the mind, the need to detox our emotions. But over the years, you know, this last decade, I've learned a lot from you, learned a lot from Dr. Bitar and a lot of other people that now that's one of the primary things that you need to look at if you're diagnosed with cancer is the emotional aspect of cancer, because there typically is, not always, but there typically is an emotional connection.
Yeah, you can't separate it out. I mean, you know, we talk about being spiritual beings. We have physical bodies. We have emotions. We have all of that. And that's about integrating it. And unfortunately, even though doctors can help in certain arenas, if they're only focused on molecules, the reduction of us to a bunch of molecules, they miss what the reality of life is. And it's so much more than that. And we'd love to talk about it, bring it back. And that power to heal, which is yours, we're just reminding you, it is yours, in fact. We've got lots more to go on Outside the Box Mania today with Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, PMB, and RSB together again, and Super D.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we've just updated the list. It's on the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We do have the link to the Truth About Cancer Natural Health Symposium, October 14th through 16th. Tickets limited, so definitely jump on them. I don't want you to be left out if you really feel the need to be there. You will be transformed for the better. This weekend I'll be heading up to Ohio for a series of events with Maho, and, of course, Whitaker's Farm Market in Belleville, Ohio is going to host me on Friday evening. Constitution class with Michael Badnarik. That's August 13th. Before that, the National Health Freedom Congress, U.S. Health Freedom Congress in St. Olaf, Northfield, Minnesota. We got a cancer prevention convention that Ty Bollinger and I will both be at September 11th in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Before that, the American Naturopathic Medical Association in the desert in Las Vegas. Hopefully it's actually in a hotel that's air-conditioned because it'll be triple digits when we're there. And the Homeoprophylaxis Conference, which I just learned you'll be there, TMB, in St. Pete, Florida.
Yes.
At the Evidence-Based Choice, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, you'll be there for, filming for other truth about vaccines and other things. So
yeah,
we got a full slate.
Yeah, we do have a full slate. Yeah, I'll be there. That's the week before our conference in Dallas, but I've got to be there. I'm just going to fly in on a Friday morning and fly back Saturday afternoon and give as many interviews as I can because homeoprophylaxis is a good alternative. It's a good option for people, and so we have to cover that in the Truth About Vaccines. I've got to be there, so I will.
All right. Well, this is good news. Now, foods gene-edited to withstand noxious herbicides are being labeled as non-GMO. And where's the outrage? The government, you know, if we were to pretend something is something that it isn't and it's a supplement, we would be found in 24 hours or less by the government. But because it's a GMO, no biggie.
I don't get this because they're calling it, instead of genetic engineering, they're calling it gene editing.
Right.
And so they're editing the genes, they're changing the genes, which is genetic engineering, but they're not calling it that. So now they're labeling it non-GMO, but as Mike so aptly says in the article, calling it non-GMO doesn't make it true. It's GMO. It's just they call it something different. It's kind of like in the late 50s when they introduced the live polio, or the oral polio vaccine, and all of a sudden polio decreased, but we had all these brand new cases of acute flaccid paralysis, then they changed the definition of polio, right? Well, looks like they kind of changed the definition of a GMO here to make it look like these are non-GMO when they are not.
Yeah. And we've talked about this a little bit in the past because they say, well, it's a different technique, and maybe we can sneak this by you and you'll buy it. But they talk about utilizing enzymes to splice out a strand of DNA at the targeted location. Then they combine it with another technique like inserting a DNA template to guide the DNA's natural repair process. So, you know, they use the word natural as if it means something here, because there's nothing natural about this process of, you know, introducing genes from other species into genes of other species.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Mike says that they're not necessarily transgenic, but you can't deny that they're genetically modified, genetically engineered, and they even meet the definition of genetic modification by the European Union. So,
And the thing is, these foods evidently are already out on the market. And, you know, recently the DARC Act passed both Congress and the Senate. It's going to go up to Obama's signature soon. And they're trying to do a petition to get 100,000 people, and the White House says, oh, they'll respond to it. But don't think that the Monsanto president, Barack Obama, is actually going to, you know, not sign this into law. I mean, the folks, as I've said for a long time here, it's not that I'm against voting. If you feel it's your bliss, you need to follow it, and you feel like it's going to make the difference. But don't count on it, that one person getting in there can suddenly change the entire bureaucratic oligarchy. We've got to change it from the ground up. We've got to stop it. We can do things on a state level we can't do on a federal level with the 10th Amendment and nullifying these federal edicts that they have no authority to do, including the preemption of labeling on the state level like they tried to do to replace the Vermont law, which was freaking out the GMOers.
Well, here's the thing that bothers me. Let's just say that there's not any kind of an issue with cross-pollination with GMOs, which there is. But let's say there's not, and it doesn't affect the organic food. Just the mere fact that they have an issue labeling it is what concerns me. If it's good for us, then there should be no issues. It should just be labeled. Why is it such a big, fat, stinky, hairy problem to label a genetically modified organism? Why is it such a big deal? And of course, the rhetorical answer is because they're not good for us. They are harmful, and that's why they don't want to label them.
Yeah, they, well, listen, if it was a wonderful product, they have all the money for the best PR in the world. They could shout us down in a heartbeat without even an issue with the millions and millions and millions they have. So the fact that they need the law to suppress the labeling of their own product tells you how bad their product is. Think about it, folks.
It
doesn't take a rocket scientist. Our fourth, fifth, and sixth graders can figure this thing out. More Outside the Box mania after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything: refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CMBRC doing it upright, outside the box media, because we did a little WrestleMania discussion today. And if you ever have a question or comment for Ty or myself, you can go to robertscottbell.com, submit it, we'll answer it, or call us live on the air when we're on the air. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, getting to Children and Family Services or Child Protective Services, I mean, we've covered some brutal stories over the years, not all of which relate to kids who have cancer, but some of the worst ones have, you know, and we've talked about it, and some have been featured in The Truth About Cancer as well. But there's a interesting story out of Texas about parental rights, due process, Constitution, yeah, which is completely missing from basically the behavior and the statutes associated with the creation of these so-called child protective service groups that end up kidnapping children of parents who have differing opinions than doctors and hospitals, for instance, on the way to raise their children, the way to care for them in terms of illnesses like cancer or even vaccine mandates. And so this story is rather interesting because there was a Democrat who, you know, said, don't bring due process into this. Don't bring up the Constitution into this. And this is a little bit of a divide between, you know, a Hegelian political dialectic, because it's not always true. You know, not every Republican is really constitutional either. But in this case, the guy brings it up and says, hey, you know, what about due process? These parents are stuck in this system. You've taken their children and they can't get them back. They're guilty until proven innocent, as opposed to the way our courts, judicial system are supposed to work. That is all suspended when it comes to the CPS scenarios.
It really is, and that's the sad and shocking truth, is that if you are thought to be an unfit parent for one of whatever many reasons, I mean, it doesn't even really have to be a real reason. There have been instances where the neighbor said that the house was too messy, and the CPS came to check out the kids to make sure you're a fit parent. If you're deemed to be unfit, you are literally guilty until proven innocent. They will take the kids, and it's just not conjecture. They do it. I mean, over the course of the last 18 months, I've interviewed numerous parents who had kids with cancer. And, you know, they were told, either you do the treatment or we take your kids. We take not only your kid with cancer, we take all your kids. And so this is not just a theory. This is what really happens. And the reality is, as Robert just mentioned, there is no due process there. They can't just come to the house and say, hey, you know, we heard your house was too messy. It looks like a landfill, which is what the CPS said. If you remember the case from Texas, this is a Lone Star State case here that we're talking about here. But there was a homeschool family in Texas. I can't remember. I think the name was Rimbus from last year, maybe a year and a half ago. And their house was too messy. And CPS came and took 12 kids, 12 homeschool kids, because the parents were deemed to be unfit. They were guilty until proven innocent. There was no due process. So that's why this is so important. What we're talking about here is that is part of our constitutional rights, is the right to due process. And it's not being granted to us in the CPS kidnapping cases.
Well, and we need to demand it. We need to, you know, consider how we got into this mess. And, you know, I implore young people who want to get married and have kids to really look at how we got into this mess, to really look at contracts of adhesion, to not just go along with the herd off the cliff, right? Just because your parents did it and their parents did it. There was a time in history, yes, here in these United States, where there were no birth certificates, there were no marriage licenses. You recorded a birth and a death and, you know, these major events in your life in the family Bible. And you didn't need to get stamped and numbered like cattle in order to prove your existence. And there was a time again where you know, marriage was this, what they called holy matrimony. You went, you know, within your church or your institution, whatever you worshiped, and the priest, the rabbi conducted the ceremony. You recorded it in your family Bible and you were married. There was no involvement of the government at that point. And of course, the idea that the government could come take away your children based on your religious views, not being in congruence with whatever the government believes their religion is, which is pharmaceutical mysticism, let's be honest about that.
Yes.
And so I'm looking at, you know, at this thing, you know, whether you vote for a president or not, that's not going to change the reality that you've asked permission to do something that is your birthright. For instance, to enter into holy matrimony, to have children, to have children that are unencumbered by the state, that are not claimed to be owned by the state, and that are yours until the state says, no, we want that kid. So, I mean, these are very real issues, and I know they go deep. And part of what we're going to do with the Constitution class is talk about these things. What is our role? What is our relationship to government? A servant government rather than a government that dominates us, that enslaves us. And it's lost, and oftentimes it's shouted one way or the other, but we can't have rational discussions and historical perspectives. So I just want to put out that plea to anybody that's interested. Come to the Constitution class that Michael Bednarik's going to teach August 13th. It's in the show notes. You guys and gals out there, you're going to be changed for the better if you're able to attend.
Oh, man, that sounds like a great time. I wish I could come, but unfortunately I'm not going to be able to make that, but it sounds awesome. You know, you're mentioning the states, you know, giving you the right to marry, which they can't do, but they think they can. And I remember even from a young age, I remember hearing we'd go to a wedding and they'd say, you know, by the power vested in me by the state of Texas, I pronounce you man and wife. I remember thinking, how does the state give you the right to tell people when they're married. It just didn't make sense to me. I never did anything about it, but I just remember thinking, that sounds kind of weird.
But you know, everybody does it. Why? Because everybody does it. There was a certain point in the 20th century where we were all drugged enough and we all were enamored enough with all the great things that came out in the 20th century that were so awesome, and it distracted us from what was really important. And that is, you know, that connection to the Creator, and that Creator is not government. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even our religious institutions have been usurped by the government. And this is where your friend, and we've had him on, Chuck Baldwin, is so, he just nails it with his writing and what he talks about. That, you know, if you have a religious belief and you want to go to a house of worship, that house of worship doesn't have to ask permission from the state to exist as a religious institution. That's even in the Constitution. But most churches don't exist that way anymore.
Right. And that's one of Chuck Baldwin's, who's a good friend of ours, Chuck. One of his big pet peeves is the 501c3s. You know, it's getting approval by the government to be a nonprofit. So that, then, of course, you get tax deductible donations. But then you're basically, you've just willingly gone underneath their umbrella. You said, okay, we will do what you say, so that we can get tax deductible contributions. And, you know, that's Liberty Fellowship up in Kalispell, Montana, not a 501c3. And since I learned about that, I'm shocked at the number of churches that we've been to in the past that were not 501c3s. I think a lot of pastors actually get that. I think more of them don't.
That's great. Yeah. No, it's still a small percentage, but I'm encouraged to hear anytime I hear about this. And even, like I said, in the Constitution, a religious institution is nonprofit by definition. It is a charitable organization by definition. It doesn't need a stamp of approval by government to say it is what it is. It is that, and it preceded government. And again, our founding fathers knew it. It was written into the Constitution. The First Amendment says it. And, you know, even a CPA should know this.
And you know what most CPAs don't know? Well, I think that they don't know this. I didn't know this for a good long while, was that you don't have to donate to a 501c3 to get a tax deduction. You can actually get a tax deduction for donating to a church that's not a 501c3, but we're not told that, you know? So, you got to learn, the accountant's got to learn what the tax law actually says. Not that it's actually a legitimate Internal Revenue Code and the tax system is legitimate. I'm not saying that by any means, but if you are going to play, quote, in the rules, then learn what the rules say. And the rules say it doesn't have to be a 501c3 to deduct.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Again, this is the learning that was purposefully hidden from all of us.
Yeah.
Okay? And to go out and get it, most of the charlatans are in the establishment. I'm just going to say it right there. Most of them don't even know they're charlatans, because they're just teaching what they're told to teach. And so they're very unconscious. They're blinded by whatever it is that blinds them. But there are many people outside of that that are also charlatans. People want to take people for a ride and cheat you. And, you know, you have to have that deeper connection to spirit, to the Creator, that spider sense, if you want to use comic book terminology, that gut instinct, that connection, the source of, to help guide you, to listen to that voice of spirit that's trying to teach you and tell you, you know what, you don't want to go down that dark alley. That is not a good place for you. But some of us insist, no, I want to go down that dark alley because I need that experience. And then you get beat up, and you're like, I wonder why I got beat up. Man, maybe I should have listened to that voice. Yeah, you think? But this is life. We've been granted free will so that we can get banged up, bruised up, and then hopefully learn or teach others that maybe they don't have to. And it's a choice we've been given. I mean, that gift of free will, it's a gift, even though sometimes we'll look at it as a curse. I really believe it's a gift because it has allowed me to learn things I wouldn't have learned any other way.
Well, I mean, I think the key is we just have to always keep our mind open and always be learning. I think that's the key. And I think a lot of the issues that are caused today, whether it's medical problems or political problems or whatever it is, it's because we've achieved what we think is complete enlightenment. We think we know everything, and we just closed our mind to the fact that maybe there's more stuff out there that we don't know. And if everyone would be a little bit more open-minded and really try to get to the truth and try to kind of put aside political persuasions or preconceived notions from a medical perspective, a lot more people would be waking up now.
Well, and that's the fun about the truth about cancer and this conference that we're going to be together at.
Yeah.
And any of these things, it's people actually communicating about what they know to be true through their experience and allowing people to digest, assimilate the information, reject it if they want to, but they aren't being shouted down and suppressed like it's done in the mainstream media, ridiculed and marginalized by people who have a religious belief that is not yours. And again,
yeah.
I talk about religious beliefs. I'm talking about the death cult of modern medicine right now.
Yeah, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And, you know, you're right. I'm truly astounded as we watch and been watching a lot of the Republican convention in Cleveland this week and just watching the sheer idiocy of some of these people. It's like, did they really not, are they unable to think or express themselves in a calm, logical manner? It's really amazing how irate some of these people are. And it shows that they've jettisoned logic and that their whole being is being overwhelmed with just pure, raw emotion and hatred. And it's actually really startling.
Yeah, and it's also the place in which you are easily controlled.
Yeah.
You know,
no doubt.
If we use some Star Wars Yoda stuff, we go anger leads to the dark side, right? It's not that being angry is wrong, because we have all experienced anger and it can be driven as an appropriate emotion. But to live in that state and to bring on the hatred, at that point you are going to be manipulated. And a lot of the political process is all about manipulation, both on the left and the right. We're going to try to bring that back home to the heart center when we come back. And also reduce the sugar so your heart gets healthier. We'll talk about it after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're doing too much politics, but we put politics in a proper perspective, I think, and we don't overly fawn over any one candidate, although we'll acknowledge positive things about them, perhaps some other things that aren't, or her, and hopefully you'll make a decision that your heart feels good about whatever you decide to do. The issue of the selection of Trump's vice presidential running mate, Governor Pence, brought a little bit of trepidation initially because evidently on the state of Indiana, Eli Lilly is there, and they have contributed to Pence, Governor Pence of Indiana. Yet, a little story here out of AutismInvestigated.com says maybe we don't have a big concern. This is not a big pharma kind of guy. What have you seen here, Ty?
Yeah, I don't think he is a big pharma kind of guy, and of course, neither is Trump. That's one of the reasons that I like both these guys is that, we've seen Trump potentially linking the vaccines to autism. He's not afraid to say, let's look into this, and whereas the other candidates certainly are. And then Pence is specifically on the HPV vaccine. He's quoted saying that he thinks it's a decision that's best left to parents in consultation with their doctors. When he's talking about the potentially mandatory HPV vaccines, he says, no, it should be the parents' choice once they consult with their doctors. I don't know that he's opposed to it or for it. I just think he believes that it should be the parents' choice. And so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's aware of the dangers of the HPV vaccine or how absurd it is to, in my opinion, what an absurd vaccine it is. I don't know if he knows that, but I do see that he is putting his money where his mouth is and saying, look, this should be, to follow the Constitution, this should be a parent's choice. It can't be mandated.
Yeah, this is where we can, find alignment in principle that we support parental rights and authority over medical.
It's really religious freedom too.
Yeah, it is, and he was behind this Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which obviously was controversial for some, and it also paved the way for the first Church of Cannabis Super Don. Remember that? I forget the guy's name that we interviewed. It was an unintended consequence of religious freedom is that yes, the Church of Cannabis is cool too.
Was that a comment for Super Don?
I don't know, but Super Don might not be. He's probably got cannabis.
I thought it was a comment for Super Don, but yeah, it's amazing the medicinal properties of cannabis, man. We could go another show on that one.
I heard putting cannabis in your ears is good. It's kind of like an ear candle.
Okay, maybe. But yeah, don't you remember we did interview the guy from the First Church of Cannabis, Indiana?
We did. I'm trying to remember what his name was, but the guy was just probably one of the more comical interviews that we've done.
Very funny. But yeah. But you know, the thing is, religious freedom, religious tolerance.
Bill Levin, that was
his okay. name. Yeah. Yeah, and go back. The archives are there somewhere. But I mean, the thing is about that, if you believe in religious freedom, you want religious freedom for yourself, you have to believe in it for everybody else. And that was really a cornerstone of the origins of the country. And, you know, we talked with Chuck Baldwin about this as well. He gets it, because if you start crimping down on a church you don't like, they're going to come crimping down on you. So that level of respect you have to afford others if you want to have that respect afforded to you.
Yeah, I agree completely. It's a slippery slope. You know, it reminds me of the quote from World War II. You know, first they came for the bakers, but I wasn't one, so I didn't stand up. Then they came for this, and they came for the Jews, but I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't say anything. And then finally they came for me. That's the slippery slope when we start singling out certain religions, is that eventually maybe they'll come for yours, your religion. And it's not the government's business to regulate religion.
Exactly. First Amendment, if you really mean it. By the way, learn about it. The Constitution class coming up. Next month, the links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Last story here, really quickly. It's about cutting sugar. Since we did diabetes stories with Chris Barr earlier, cutting sugar rapidly improves heart health markers. And this really goes to the heart of, you know, refined carbohydrates and high sugar diets creating inflammation within the circulatory system, creating heart problems. It isn't cholesterol.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, I covered that in a couple of the books that I've written, and I believe we even covered it in Unlock the Power to Heal about cholesterol being the good guy, really, that's coming to repair damage that's done by sugar that causes lesions in the endothelium. And so, and you know what I really appreciate? I wanted to say thanks to Chris Barr. I was listening to his interview last hour when he mentioned the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes and the chromium and insulin being cofactors and so forth. Brilliant guy.
Yeah, he's so smart. He's really dug deep into it. You know, we're going to keep working to get that kind of information out to everyone, because that's the kind of thing that brings you-know-what to you-know-who. You know, as we end this episode of Outside the Box Mania, Ty Bollinger, tell them what they do need to know.
They need to know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.